إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, the series on managing life, managing time, today is the concluding piece of that, and that is really just one word, and that word is discipline. As they say, books on time management are written by people who know how to manage time, for people who do not know how to manage time, and people who do not know how to manage time buy those books, and they still can't manage time. Because managing time is not about diaries, managing time is not about desk planners, managing time is not about books. It is about one single word, which is discipline. It's as simple as that, it's discipline. You manage time if you have discipline. And discipline is not something which is inborn. For some people it's easier and other people it's not so easy, but it's not something which is inborn. It's also not something you can get in Walmart. It is something that you have to inculcate in yourself. Discipline is to do what needs to be done, not only what you like to do. That's my definition for discipline. Discipline is to do what needs to be done, not only what you like to do. Let me give you a simple example of discipline. We know that before going to sleep, we have to make the azkar for the night and the two surahs, Surah Sajda and Surah Mulk, have to be recited. Now, we also know that to make all the azkar and so on, and even just to recite Quran, you don't need to have wudu. But since Surah Sajda comes with the Sajda Tilawat, the afzal position is to have wudu, or even you might say the fourth position is to have wudu, because without the wudu the Sajda Tilawat will not happen. Another opinion that it can happen, but anyway, definitely the best situation is that you must have wudu. So now you did not have wudu, you went off to bed, now you are lying in bed, you are almost asleep, suddenly you remember, I did not do the azkar for the night. Now that's not so bad, because you can still do them, but then Surah Sajda is there, which I have to read. And say you memorized everything, so you don't have to get up and pick up the Musaf or something, but still, because of the Sajda Tilawat in that, now what do? You need to have wudu, which means that you have to get out of bed, go make wudu, and come back, and then do the surahs. What will you do? That is what decides whether you have discipline or not. It also decides, of course, how serious you are about your religion, about your iman, and so on. But leave that aside, just a simple issue of discipline. That is the meaning of discipline. There used to be an old saying in English, in the days when fathers actually gave away their daughters in marriage, and the saying was, never give your daughter in marriage to a man who wears pump shoes. Pump shoes is shoes without laces, right? They said, never give your daughter in marriage to a man who wears shoes without laces. Now, why is that? Because he's a lazy man. If he can't even tie his laces, how is he going to look after your daughter? I mean, that was the logic behind this. To say, never marry your daughter to a man who wears pump shoes. So, issue of discipline is absolutely critical. Now, I've quoted Malcolm Gladwell's book earlier as well in this series, and I quote it again, which is the book called Outliers. Wonderful book, as I mentioned before, you must read it. But one of the themes throughout all the case studies of the lives of people that Malcolm Gladwell quotes is this issue of discipline. This whole issue of what he calls the 10,000 hour rule is an issue of discipline. You cannot become expert in your area, whatever the area is, whether it's art, whether it's literature, whether it's horse riding, whether it is sword fighting, right? Whether it's reciting Quran, whether it is Salah, whatever it is. You cannot become an expert in that area until you have done that job 10,000 hours. And he actually shows statistical measurements, the difference between doing it for 6,000 hours, 8,000 hours and 10,000 hours. So it's in the sense, it's a mathematically provable concept. So, now how will you do 10,000 hours? Somebody asked Arthur Haley, one of the most prolific writers in the English language. They asked him, how do you write? what is the secret of writing? He said, the secret of writing is to write. It's not a secret. The secret of writing is to write. So they asked him, what do you mean? He said, I sit down at my desk at 9 o'clock, and until 12 o'clock, I write. He said, what if no idea comes? He said, I still write. He said, what if what you are writing you don't like? He said, I throw it away. But I write. This time to this time is writing time, which means nothing else will be done. I will write. Inspiration, no inspiration, perspiration, whatever, but writing is writing. Khalas. Now that is the meaning of discipline. Discipline is to do what needs to be done, not what you like to do. Because in life you will find there will be a lot of things, including in things of your interest. Right? Take for example any game that you play. There's this famous story about this. I always keep forgetting the name of the guy, but that's not important. This basketball player who was absolutely phenomenal, one of the classical most successful basketball players of all time. And they asked him, how did you get to this stage? He said, my father made a rule for me. And my father said that you cannot go to bed until you score 100 baskets. Right? So every night he used to have to throw the ball in the basket 100 times. So his father said that you can't go to bed unless you score 100 baskets. Now that's not the bottom line of the story. Bottom line of the story is, this guy says, I used to deliberately not score 99th. Right? The 100th, he said I used to score 99 balls, and the 100th ball I would deliberately miss. So what happens now? He's got to do another 100. That was the rule. The father said, you have to score 100 straight balls in the basket. Otherwise, if you miss one, you go back to one. You start counting from one. So this guy says that I used to deliberately miss. He said, I can score. I can score if I'm dead. You know, I'm that good at it. There's no way that I will miss. And I've just done 99 straight balls. And I did that yesterday and the day before and the day before and the day before. So I know how to do that. So he said, I used to deliberately miss the 100th so I can go back to one and score 100. Now, that is the meaning of discipline. That is the meaning of discipline. Nobody is driving him. The father made a rule. The rule is fulfilled. But he is doing it because of his own commitment to that game. And because of his own passion for that game. Everyone talks about passion. You know, you talk about you must have passion, and without passion you can't succeed and so on. I say, well, passion is, yes, you must have passion, but it is discipline that sees you through. It's not passion alone. Because the problem with passion is sometimes people are very passionate about something, then they lose it. They get discouraged, this, that. You know, life happens, things happen. So it's natural to feel high and low. Even with iman, it goes high and low. So what about interest and passion? It's possible to do that. But at the same time, the problem with that is that if you have discipline, if you have a routine, passion or no passion, I have to do this. So one day I'm doing it very passionately, but the next day also I'm filling in all the blanks and I'm ticking all the boxes, even though I'm not feeling particularly passionate about it, because I am disciplined. Right? How does the example I usually give people is, I say, if the person who say Usain Bolt, he the fastest man alive, right? He is slightly slower than a hippopotamus. That's actually, in human beings' speed, for example, the hippo runs faster than Usain Bolt. But for a human, he's fast. So the point is that after he wins the Olympic gold medal, next morning, where will you find him? On the track. He just won the Olympic gold medal, right? I mean, there's nothing more to get. But next morning, where do you find him? On the track. Why? That's the meaning of discipline. Every morning, I run from this time to this time. Gold medal, no gold medal, whatever, I run from this time to this time. That is the meaning of discipline. You want to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu? Where do you find the person at 1 hour before last third of the night? Where do you find the person? On the salah, on the musalla. Right? So you say the guy was unmarried, now he got married. The night of this wedding, that third part of that night, where do you find him? Not in bed. On the musalla. On the musalla. got married, didn't get married, what not? Nothing changes the issue of discipline, what needs to be done. And that is the final message as far as managing time and managing life is concerned. You want to have success, you want to be successful, you want to manage your time, you want to manage your life, get disciplined. This is the great secret which I just told you. Get disciplined. Make a timetable. Making timetables is very easy. Sticking to timetables is what makes things happen. Timetable can be made. Timetable can be made. But what's the good of a timetable which is sitting in your diary? You have to stick to that timetable. So fix what you need to do and then do it. End of the day, it is discipline that takes us through to the end to success, not anything else. And discipline is to do what needs to be done, not only what you like to do. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.